It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, if you're going to have all the money in the world,
yeah,
Halloween seems like the place to have some fun with that.
I don't know, dude.
Is it are you not a Halloween person?
No, never have been. I'm not anti-Halloween. I enjoy the candy part of it. But that's the only reason that I dressed up. Like, as a kid, I probably stopped dressing up in second grade. Maybe third. Unless I was doing something with my buddies.
Dude, Halloween is like the airport bar of holidays.
I think it's...
Does that make sense?
I think that Halloween from like, 3 years old? Probably from like 3 years old, where you kind of have some semblance of a memory, to about, I don't know. Like, I was probably a bit young when I pulled out, but probably around like 10 or 11. That's probably about where Halloween like kind of kicks butt. And then once you get back to college, Halloween kicks butt again, because that's when everyone's all dressed up and they're going to parties and they're having a good time. I think so. Then it's awesome from like 18 to 23. And then after that, it's kind of like meh.
Okay.
Halloween meh.
But yeah, but literally Halloween is like the airport bar of holidays, where you go in, it doesn't matter if it's 7:30 in the morning, you go in, you have a beer, you have a vodka tonic, what have you. It's like all rules are off that day.
Oh, okay. I might be able to get behind that. Okay.
Look, there are people like Miles Garrett who every single year, like, he has the crazy haunted house and Halloween party.
Yeah.
And he goes
all the QBs he sacked. Yeah.
But he also has the, like, his costumes are insane. Like, what did he go as? I'm trying to pull this up without making a bunch of noise. So he says he's got his top four Halloween costumes. He had the Sack Reaper. That was the Grim Reaper with the orange mask. He did the Jeepers Creepers, like, big wings. Have you ever seen Jeepers Creepers?
No.
He did the Stranger Things one. What's the villain in Stranger Things?
Oh, God. Stranger, or is it Things?
Have you not watched Stranger Things?
No.
Good Lord.
Oh,
man.
Dude, get up on it.
After football season.
No, dude.
Oh, no.
Because the new season is coming out, like,
football.
I think next month. Have to go watch Stranger Things.
Throw it on at the gym.
Football. Not at the gym. I watch podcasts about football.
Good Lord, man. And then he obviously just had the Terminator with the mask on.
I've seen that one. That's a great one.
But did you see Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, he was the Tin Man. And I saw a lot of, like, irrational football fans like, Christian, how can you dress up like this on Halloween but not play for my fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
Which that made me chuckle. It's like, dude, Olivia Culpo was like, hey, this is what you're going to do. And so he did it. I get it. No hate.
So you're just not up the Halloween guy, huh?
No, dude, in college, do you know what I did for my costume every year? I put on a hockey jersey. I put on a Central hockey jersey, or I put on a New York Rangers hockey jersey. And then one year, when I was getting real frisky, I put on a Jaromir Jagr hockey jersey. Penguins. It was sweet.
Wow.
But it wasn't when I had long hair. That's the part that sucks. But yeah, dude, Halloween, meh. Halloween was cool in college. Halloween was cool when you're like a little kid. But eventually, Halloween's like, meh. Like, cool. I can go buy candy if I want to.
God. Just nothing. getting nothing to work with over here.
Sorry, I was chatting with Joe Fish the third over here, so I have no idea what we've been talking about.
He's talking about Halloween.
He's Halloween humbug.
I'm not Halloween humbug.
You're Halloween humbug.
No.
Yeah. Halloween's a great time. You cut loose.
I'm not anti-Halloween.
I'm not the biggest Halloween person on the earth, but like my Halloween joy is significantly higher than yours.
Like there's a couple of houses in our neighborhood where one of them, they've got like Jello shots out in front every year. There's another one, they have like a kind of coffee hot chocolate station, which also includes like the peppermint schnapps or Bailey's or Kahlua and what have you. And yeah, there's a couple of households in our neighborhood. They understand the assignment.
I went on a bar crawl on Saturday and it was fine. I just wore all white.
Did you watch football?
On my phone.
Yeah, there you go.
I had to check updates, dude. Uh-huh. I like football. It's not my fault that football is on in the fall. It's not my fault that I want to watch football. It's not my fault that I care more about football than Halloween.
Than anything else.
No. I enjoy eating as well.
But you care more about the Texans and the Jets than Halloween.
It will get turned on.
I mean,
like, I'll catch a couple minutes of it, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not going out because I got to watch Aaron Rodgers lose again.
Well, but I wasn't going to go out anyways.
It's 100% going to be on my third screen. I'm going to fire up some 2K and chill out tonight, and I'll have basketball on the second screen.
Mm-hmm.
Texans Jet, third screen.
After you're 23, though, you can't go out on a Thursday night for Halloween.
I have two children.
That's different.
Also,
I have a seventh grader, and she'll go out with her friends and stuff, and they'll wander around for a bit, but I got to take my second grader out.
That's different.
And the wife will be at the house handing out candy.
We were still going out at like 28.
On a Thursday?
Yeah.
No.
Good God, washed are you?
I'm not washed. I went out last Saturday. No.
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
And of course, it was different for me because I wasn't working a 9-to-5 job at that point. I was a bartender.
I was, but
Thursday
rally.
Thursday is a work night.
You know what?
You need to be well rested.
All of those olds, they were right. The next generation is soft.
No.
Yes.
No.
You are soft.
I'm soft. Go to,
you know what you do?
Go
you
go to work hungover or still properly drunk like a grown man.
You go out, you get effed up, you wake up on two hours of sleep and still burping Tito's.
You go figure it out.
And you suck it up.
I do that on the weekends.
No.
I'm not doing that on a weekday.
That's childish. You do it during the week.
No.
Like a true proper 25-year-old.
You wake up in the morning smelling like stale beer and regret.
I'm an adult. And I refuse. I will not be looked at as a frat boy any longer.
Unbelievable.
No
if
longer.
If you're not married with kids, you have zero excuse. You don't have actual responsibility.
I do. To the listeners of this fine station.
Oh, God, no.
I will be back tomorrow.
The number of times
of
here.
Of sound mind.
Yeah, employees, at like 11. Yeah. Come on, dude.
And not hungover.
Yeah.
I have to take my mom to the airport.
Well, they're the number of employees who have been here, who have come in and been on air... Still a couple sheets to the wind or recovering from said wind. The number of days we cannot firmly count.
Saturdays are for. That's what Sinner and the Saint Saturdays are for.
Goodness gracious. Good Lord.
Never mind.
Vancouver Ford text line says, we're not soft, we're smart. No, you're not that.
We are smart.
No.
It's a Thursday.
You're so
that's
smart,
a
SMRT.
Night.
That's
a school night.
Goodness gracious.
Don't quote Homer Simpson to me. Mm-hmm. It's a school night.
Look, that's not A1 steak sauce. That's weak sauce.
I went out on Saturday, and I did it right.
Unbelievable. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.